It seems, hi, it seems that living in Los Angeles, you have to have a certain look. I mean, I've actually had guys say, oh, you need to wear a shorter skirt, you need to dye your hair more blonde, you need to show more cleavage. Is that, like, all the bad ones, or?
Let's put it this way. It's probably you've met them in public places. Is that right?
Well, I've met some online, and if they don't like my picture, then it's just like, and I've been told I look better in person than in picture.
Yeah, that's the kind of, I was going to say, that sounds
like
the,
I look like I'm drunk when I'm in the pictures, because my eyes just don't like flashes.
Well, there's probably a message in there. It might be, now there's, people that are professionals that will help you with just some style points. You wouldn't have to get it from me. I'm sure there's someone who – what is that, Lisa? Somebody personal
– Are you talking about who can help with photos?
No, just you know, little style tips or something like that, just so that you fit into a particular environment. But I would say that online is tricky in itself, because this is not how people normally would meet each other, although it's becoming more normal. But if you meet people through activities or through friends, like I said, I think that's the best way to meet people, through activities and friends. You get to a sense of the person without any idea that they have intentions to meet for romantic purposes. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
yeah,
I think when you go, there's this weird expectation. I've done speed dating and online dating, and it's weird. You know, I mean, that's why people lie so much, because if they just told the truth, it doesn't stand out. I don't know, but I wouldn't be bothered by that. But maybe there's something that you could do that would just be a small shift that would still keep who you are and you'd still be happy with yourself, but it would increase your market. It's almost like packaging, you know, on a product. So, well, if you change the type, the typeset, it might work better or something like that.
It's very true. It's subtle shifts that you can make, and I think that's a good point, is work on the packaging. Don't worry so much about the guys who aren't interested, because – you can't change who you are, and you shouldn't. And just continue working on you.
Here's the other thing I was going to close. I'll close early and then handle some questions. Is there's two things to remember, and one of them is that, Laura, is love is the keeper. That these men that I run into a lot of women that are widows because I do these tours and stuff. And if they didn't really have love in their life, sometimes they can't come out and they're miserable later in life. But the ones who really experience love, even though their husband passed away 10 years ago, they still have love in their heart, and they still have love, they're feeling love. So love is the keeper. Guys come and go. And the other thing to remember is it only takes one. So all this stuff, you're not trying to appeal to a zillion guys. If you are really happy with the way you look and you feel comfortable of the way you look, you might want to take a better look and say, well, what is my niche? Because it may not be like Match.com. It might not be this massive humanity. Maybe you're more artsy or something. You need to hang around the artsy crowd or whatever it is. Here's an interesting thing. Anybody listening, if you go to gifts.com. I think it's gifts, GIFTS.com. That's where you go online to buy gifts for a special occasion. Well, they have a personality profile, 12 different personalities of men, 12 personalities of women. And that'll show you, you'll read that, and they have the name, like the outdoors guy or something like that. You'll see the kind of guy that you're probably matched for. It's hard to appeal to everybody. It only takes one. So that's really what I wanted to say.